Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we truly are living in extraordinary times and also in very trying times. The world, which is always after the just of God, it seeks to destroy them. And in this battle, the world uses so many different kind of strategies. And one of these strategies is shaming, namely that if you don't go with the program, so to speak, you are then branded as misfit, somebody who doesn't fit into the traditional society. We have been in past weeks seen this campaign of shaming towards those who want just to attend Latin Mass and have nothing to do with this new Protestant service called Novus Ordo. All of those who, even if they just prefer Latin Mass over the new Mass, are branded as fanatics and those who are not tolerant towards others. And the world, led by her government, is also doing this same kind of branding and shaming. The world have their own program to make people go along, namely vaccination. And anybody who is not willing to put that poison into their bodily system, he is branded as threat to the society, who has to be isolated, and who is not able to enjoy the benefits with the rest of the people of the society should enjoy. All this kind of a branding which is going on, when everybody who just wants to obey the rules of God is branded as a fanatic and intolerant, it should come as no surprise to us. The saints of God, they have throughout all the history of the world had to suffer this kind of a persecution, and much harder what we suffer in these times. I want to tell you today about the Old Testament saint Eleazar. He was one of the Maccabean martyrs whom we commemorate in today's Mass. The Maccabees enjoy the unique distinction of being the only saints in the Old Testament then who have their own specific feast day in the calendar of the Church, Holy Maccabees on August 1st. And these Maccabees and Eleazar, they lived in the time of persecution when the Holy Land was occupied by foreign troops. Their king was named Antiochus, and he ordered the holy books to be torn and burned. He also desecrated the holy temple and forbade the observance of God's laws under the penalty of death. Notice there what the evil king did. He put fear into the people's heart. Whenever fear takes over you, you are always willing to go along with the party program if you let the fear control you. Tyrannies and dictators, they are always the ones who use fear and threats under the guise of doing best for the society. So in the times of Maccabees, many Jews, they unfortunately yielded to this guilty fear. But also many choose rather to go through suffering, death, and torture rather than obey the evil orders of the king and violate the commandments of God. And don't we know from our catechism that this is exactly what sin is? It is disobedience to God's laws. These Jews who refused to go along with the party program of their day, they were the holy Maccabees and martyrs, and one of them was named Eleazar. He was one of the doctors of the law, and he was 99 years of age during his at the time of his martyrdom. And sacred scripture tells about Eleazar very beautifully that he chose rather a most glorious death than a hateful life. And he determined not to do any unlawful things for the love of life. Eleazar, he was ordered to eat pork, which was forbidden by the laws of Moses, but he flatly refused. Evil king can order whatever he wishes, but faithful of God, they don't go along if it's against the laws and will of God. So the evil men, they opened the mouth of Eleazar by force to make him eat, but he still refused and spat the pork out right in their faces. And some of the friends of Eleazar, they felt pity to the old man, and they advised him to eat some other kind of meat and just pretend he had obeyed the king's command. But again, Eleazar refused, and he explained that even if he made a mere show of obeying the king's orders in this matter, the young people of his nation might be tempted to follow his example and say, the old Eleazar has become a pagan. Why may not we do the same? Moreover, Eleazar replied, though for the present time I should be delivered from the punishment of men, yet should I not escape the hand of the Almighty, neither alive nor dead. So Eleazar was dragged to the place of execution, where he suffered a painful but so glorious death. And in the midst of his tortures, he cried out, Lord, thou knowest I suffer grievous pains, but I am well content to suffer those things because I fear thee. Notice what old man Eleazar said when he was tortured by the evil men. He mentioned the word fear, but he said, Lord, I fear thee. So what should we Catholics who strive to keep the commandments of God and church, what should we fear? Should be afraid of persecution? Maybe be afraid of war? Maybe be afraid of a made-up pandemic? No. The only thing what we must fear is God, and that we would never offend his commandments, neither in big things or in small things. What makes the martyrdom of Eleazar even more heroic is that our Lord, he had not yet died for Eleazar. His persecution took place during the old law. No grace of cross or there was yet given to the Maccabees, and heaven was not open yet for Eleazar. He could only wish to enter into rest in the Abraham's bosom, the kind of a death of the body where soul awaits for its reward. But still, Eleazar decided that he would die for the law of God. So truly, how much more shameful would it be for a Christian to deny his faith and go along with the program of the evil men when we have faith and example of martyrs right in front of us. And notice what we are obliged to keep in our lives. We are obliged to follow the rules and dictates of faith and morals. For some, it has been for the fear which of to this made-up pandemic, the world which hates our Lord, it has presented us an evil solution, namely global human experiment with vaccines. And these the vaccines contain elements of the virus which enter into your cell and change the very molecules which God has implanted you and into your cells. Because cells, they are the very units of life, which is a gift from God. Well, you know that when the child grows up, his body changes, but his soul remains the same. And it takes about 7 years of a human body to have its all of its cells renewed and to become another one again until it is completely rebuilt again. So it is impossible to have any certainty of the long-term effects of these vaccines, which were introduced just last fall. So that's why we say that no Catholic can be part of this human experiment under pain of mortal sin. We are called to present or preserve life, which is on ourselves. God is the master of life and death, not any government or any human being. We are called to live our life according to Catholic faith and morals. And we must never yield into fear, which is started by these evil people of the world. The only thing which we must yield to, only fear, is the fear of our Lord and the fear of offending his commandments. To put our body in danger would be immoral. Every time when we are called to do the will of God, remember, is it is according to faith and morals. Besides Eliezer, you can also think about the example of Saint Maria Goretti. Saint Maria, she wasn't put to death for the hatred of religion. She is a martyr because she gave her life for that beautiful virtue of chastity, which is so much connected to the faith, namely angelic purity. Only reason why people of the world rush to take the jab, which puts strange elements into the God-created souls, is fear. We must remember the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." God is the master of life and death, not any man. So we might, if we refuse to go along with the party program, we might suffer persecution, we might suffer force, but there is no help coming to us if we yield to the world that will never give up of persecuting us until it sees us destroyed. So fear is a method of control, and let yourself to be controlled by our Lord only. If you need to make a choice, would you, like Eliezer, between God and man, you could ask yourself, would you rather die doing the will of God or live against the will of God? We might conclude with the very beautiful words of our Lord from the Sermon of the Mount, where he says, "For amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, that one jot or one tittle shall not pass of the law till all be fulfilled." We are obeying God's law no matter what. But this world and all its persecution, it will one day come to an end. We do not yet know exactly what kind of an end is awaited to us, but we know according to promises of our Lord that when heaven and earth pass, it will be heaven which is reserved to us. And this heaven is not just some waiting room which was reserved to Eliezer until he should be taken up. it's heaven where there will be no more sicknesses, no more tears, no more persecution, no more troubles, and most of all, no more sin. Whatever sacrifice we are called to do in this life, it will all be worth it. And in fact, we are getting a reward from a God more splendor, more greater, and more beautiful than any human man or can promise to us, or any reward or promise of safety, what all the rulers of the world might guarantee to us. Stay faithful to your Catholic faith and your Catholic morals. Never yield into fear, except fear of the Lord and fear of offending him. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.